Farmers Bank is a proud supporter of Rocket Football, serving customers in Marion, Salem, Henderson, and Madisonville. And this year, Farmers Bank continues its tradition of donating $100 for each home touchdown to the Crittenden County Booster Organization.
We're about 24 hours from kickoff, starting the last half of the Rocket football season. Coach Darnes, we've ended the losing skid, the three games. We've got them behind us. We beat Webster County in resounding fashion last week. Now we turn our attention to our northerly neighbors, Union County, and they're a pretty good football team. They're 3-1.
Yeah, Chris, they're a good football team. They're very solid. They have a great running back in Smith, and he's a power runner. And we've talked to the kids all week that you're going to have to tackle him low, but you're going to have to get lower than he is because he's going to try to punish you. So he's going to lower his shoulders. He's low center to the gravity anyway.
Big old thighs too.
Yeah, and he's a hard runner, and he makes their team go. And then they do a play action pass off of that. So you got to honor him as a running back, and then when they do the play action pass, they have a couple good receivers out there, and the quarterback does a good job of getting the ball. But I think probably more importantly is their line. They're a solid line, both offense and defense, and they're big, and they play good technique, and it's going to be tough for us to win this ball game, but we're going to have to get better, and we've got a chance to do it.
The boy Dante Smith you're talking about, he's a senior. He's rushed for almost 600 yards in four games, and he is a centerpiece on their offense, but they've got a quarterback that throws the ball pretty well, and he's got two or three receivers, James Hutchins, number one, and Logan Thomas, number 11. They're pretty good receivers.
Yeah,
they spread it around.
He throws the ball to number 11 quite a bit, but I think number one is a very good receiver, and I think that there's going to be a breakout game for him, and I hope that it's not against us. It's just we have to be able to contain the quarterback when it's a play action pass, and if we're playing the run. And it's a pass, then we're in trouble. Vice versa, if we're playing a pass and it's a run, we're in trouble. So, we're going to have to make sure that we read and trust our keys. And if we don't do that and don't do it well, then, it's going to be a long night for us. So, but, they have a good special teams, and we're just going to have to be able to play all phases of the ball game.
And I tell you, these injuries for us, of course, we're feel like we're shorthanded anyway, and then last week we lose another starter, or certainly a player that's contributing, Ethan Dossett, a collarbone. Now, it's at a small school, you don't have the luxury of somebody can step right in there that's an athlete a lot of times.
Yeah, and Chris, what's tough for us is at a small school level, the injuries are always the X factor, and it's hit us hard this year, and you can't explain it. We don't know why. It comes and goes. I don't know that I've ever seen it as bad, and it goes down to the middle school level that keeps losing players, and a couple broken collarbones and broken hands, and it happens. I know Russell Berg had his knee surgery, and he's doing well. Ethan Dossett had surgery on his collarbone, and he's doing well. And Paxton Riley, I just got word that he's out of surgery, and everything went well for him. And he had his today. So, our thoughts and our prayers are going with all the kids that are missing, and it's tough. And as parents, you have to deal with that. It's tough as well, and we understand that. So we want them to know that we are here for them, and we support them, pray for them. And if there's anything that we can do, just please let us know, because they're part of us still.
Yeah, part of the family, no question. And I've been around about as long as you have around here, maybe even a few more years. And I do not remember a collarbone, a broken collarbone, and I'm sure we've had one or two along the way in the last 25, 30 years, but to have three in three straight games is very, very, it's an anomaly is what it is. And it was freak stuff. It wasn't like kids being tackled every time. Some, just maybe a fall. Lathan Easley's broken his, and Gabe Mott in the middle school. And then the one at the high school level, it's phenomenal.
And, it's not, you go back and look and say, okay, is it equipment? Is it stuff? It's not equipment. It's that. You know what it is? It's a freak thing. It's the way it is. I mean, you know, Ethan had two guys that fell on him, and he fell on it wrong. You know, I mean, every tackle, you basically are going to have somebody fall on top of you. And if you do it wrong, something's got to give. And it was just, it just happened to be that. But, you know, I've never seen a collarbone broken like that before. Yeah, generally, it's a clean break, and his required pins and surgery. And so, you know, you just don't ever know. But, you know, it's unfortunate for them. And, you know, we always say in a small program, you lose a player to injury. But now we're losing 3 and 4 players, and so we're digging deep. But, you know, we have guys to step in, and they have to be able to do it and make things happen. So we are relying on some kids that that are inexperienced. And as we said before, we're young and inexperienced, and now we're even more inexperienced. So, you know, we just gotta go on, because that's what we have to do.
Who starts to get more snaps with Ethan Dawson being out now?
It's Brandon Lamy. Brandon Lamy
He's been in there quite a bit.
He's been in there, and he's worked. But, you know, we moved Brandon to a different position because we saw what he could do. And so, you know, against Webster County, I mean, Brandon is a type of kid that is very talented, has some athletic ability, you know, but just lacked the confidence in himself to do it. And I think that he gained that last week, and he sure opened our eyes, and we see that we have to get the ball to him more. So
he was on the D. Was he playing X now, or is he?
We moved him to Y, I believe, and we moved we moved Mason Myers over to that the H position that he was playing. Okay. So.
Of course, the Y is somewhat like an old traditional tight end type player. This new terminology, a lot of the old guys don't understand it.
Yeah, they don't understand what it is. It's just tight end, you know. But, you know, it's just about us putting people in position to make plays, and that's what Coach Thompson does a good job at. And I thought, you know, that Hunter Boone threw the ball a lot better last week, and so we have to continue to get better. Because Chris always said, you know, I mean, these games we want to win. These games we understand that before the district, but our district is what counts. And our goal is very simple, that we want another home playoff game. And so we've got two games to win before we get to the showdown of the district championship. And so we've got to win those games. And so the Fultons are what we're looking at right now.
And they'll be here before we know it. Of course, we have the Braves in our way this week, and they come into this game with 3 wins and 1 loss. They've beaten Hart County last week, and prior to that, they opened the season with Hancock County, beat Webster County. 3 teams that I'm not going to put in a category of bad, but we've seen at least Webster, and I don't think any of them are really strong teams. But then they lost to Massaville, and I think they had Massaville down early, and a lot of the people over in Union County felt like they should have won that game.
Yeah, and we saw it. I mean, it's a good competitive football game, so Madisonville's not bad, and Union County was right in there with them, and they had a chance to beat them. And, you know, Madisonville scored there towards the end, I believe. But, you know, it's really, again, it's a cliche, and I know that it's not a matter of what Union brings, it's a matter of what we do. We have been focusing so hard on technique, and that's what we're working on. That's what we have to get better at in order to be a better football team. And so we're working on our technique of tackling, we're working on our technique of blocking, sustaining blocks, working our technique defensive line, trying to hit and shed. We're going in there with our shoulders, and so we got to be able to use our hands, and we're working hard on that. And the players are going to have to take some responsibility and make sure that they understand that, you know, here it is, the 6th game of the year, and we're still using some of the same techniques that aren't right, and we've got to make sure that we get them right.
But isn't every year it's just a developmental process, because you have new kids, they come up from the younger ranks, and maybe they're not taught as you know, it's not as intense training, I would say. And then they get to the high school level, and you expect so much more. And these are, a lot of them are young.
Young, but I mean, every year there is some learning experience for the young kids. But last year we were old, and we didn't have to keep preaching it.
Right,
so
right.
That's what we have to do, and that's what we're saying, that it's the 6th game of the season. Yes, they're young, but they got to mature quickly for them to understand. But it's the same thing, though, Chris. If you say lead with your hands and you lead with your shoulders, then it's a discipline thing. It's not a technique thing, and we got to make sure we're trying to get that done. But it's programmed because that's what they've been doing for years and years. Yeah. So it's not that they don't want to, and I get that. I understand that. But they got to take some responsibility. And if you as a father says take the trash out and they don't take the trash out, then you want to make sure they take the trash out. That's where we are.
Of course, I know you know this too, but it takes a lot of reps, and it's just it's over and over and over and over. And I know you all do that in practice, and they maybe that's why it takes the sixth, seventh week of the season.
Yeah, well, hopefully they get it because we're coming to the end.
Well, like you said, we got the Fultons in a couple of weeks, and then we'll see how that goes. Give me an injury report. I think we've got Cody Belt was out last week, and I believe he's been cleared. Is he practicing this week?
He is practicing. He's cleared. He's fine. And he'll be at our snapper. He'll be at corner. We have Dylan Smith, who didn't practice. He was sick. He was hurt something, his shoulder something, and didn't practice. But now he's sick, and so we got to find out how he's going to be. Nesbitt missed practice because of his hip. And so we just
that's
a big one. But, I mean, he practiced yesterday. So, you know, we just have to see
how it goes. Has Dylan been out all week?
No, he just missed practice one day, and then missed practice one day, Tuesday, and yesterday he was sick and wasn't feeling well.
Okay. Well,
so, I mean, other than that, I mean, we should be okay.
Okay. All right, we got Union County. We're going to talk a little while with Jeremy Tackett. He's a Union County boy, but he came over here to school and graduated actually from Crittenden County. So he's familiar to all the folks over here. We're going to talk a little while with him. He's athletic director over at Union County.
Yeah, it's good to see he's doing well. He's one of my former players, and it's good for him, and we're proud of him.
Yeah, we're going to visit with him. He likes to beat us, though.
Yeah, he always has something to say. I'm sure he'll have something good to say.
All right, Coach Starnes, we're looking forward to another game at Rocket Stadium this week.
All right, buddy. And don't forget that it is first responders recognition, and, you know, there'll be a table set up there to sign your name. So we want to honor you guys and gals and make sure that we call your name at halftime.
Even the Union County folks.
Even the Union County. Right. We want to honor and recognize them as well.
Okay. Thanks, Coach Starnes.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
We have today as our guest Jeremy Tackett. He's the athletic director over at Union County. First, let me pause and remind everyone, today's podcast is brought to you by Farmers Bank and Trust Company of Marion, Kentucky, with multiple locations, including Marion, Salem, Madisonville, and Henderson County. Jeremy, they've got you surrounded. Farmers Bank.
They do.
On either side of you. Tell us about the...
We just don't have one in the county. We need one here, don't we?
Conveniently located on either side. You've got you guys have a pretty good football team up there this year.
They're having a good year. They are.
Tell me a little bit about them. I know you've got this bowling ball that runs. He's tough to tackle. He's got big legs and broad shoulders and running over people.
Yes, Dante Smith. He's a really good running back. Beyond that, he's a great kid.
Is he?
Just a great kid to be around.
Well, that's always good to have. You know, he'll be there every week. That's one of the important things with those kids that don't get themselves into a lot of trouble is that you can count on them. And that for a coach, that has to be a wonderful feeling. Now, your team, you've won three games. You beat Webster, Hart County, and Hancock. But Madisonville, I know that's a game. Best I remember, you were up early, and then Madisonville came back at the end. Maybe it's a game felt like got away.
We did. We took an early lead on them. Pretty much controlled the first half. Had some turnovers that cost us. They scored on some turnovers. And, you know, kind of we didn't play as well in the second half as we did the first. Kind of dominated the first half. It didn't play as well in the second.
Yeah. Tell us about your coach.
Derek Johns, he's in his first season. Derek's been a part of the staff for the last 12 years. He spent 6 years with Coach Carter. He was with Josh last year as the defensive coordinator. It was 6 years with defensive coordinator with Coach Carter. Defensive coordinator last year with Josh Boston. Just a natural fit when Josh left to go back to Henderson. You know, one of the things that he said that really stood out to me was, you know, and I said that to him, you know, that's home. That's where he wanted to be. Well, we had that right here with Derek. We had a guy who wanted to be here. It was home. and this was a great fit for Derek and us.
What year did he graduate?
I believe Derek's a 2002 graduate. Yeah. He played here. He went to USI. He has a degree in health and PE. Not currently using that, but he owns a successful business.
So he's not a teacher there at the school, in the school system.
He is not.
Okay. Of course, as the athletic director, you are largely responsible for all your coaches and your athletic programs. Tell us a little bit about your job as an athletic director and how long you've been in that position.
This is my sixth year as the athletic director here. I spent a year as the assistant to Gene Heffington, so it's my seventh year being involved with, overall athletics. I spent several years coaching baseball and football, but it's my seventh year being with athletics in general overall. We schedule games for our coaches, hire coaches, take care of the financial part, set the budgets, create the budgets, try to help with fundraising. Work the gates, make sure we've got those gate, game management taken care of on a weekly basis, day-to-day basis for other contests, football weekly.
A lot of compliance issues.
Manage grade checks, take care of everything that's compliance related with Kentucky High School Athletic Association.
A lot of responsibilities, and I know you're also the president of the Second Region Athletic Director Association, isn't that right?
I am.
We've had some communications over the last week or so, and appreciate the work you did on helping Crittenden secure the Second Region Baseball Tournament for next spring. That's a feather in our cap. We're proud to be able to host that.
Well, and Crittenden County's got great facilities. We were talking last night. I was talking last night to Matt Bell, who's also an officer in our Athletic Director Association, and we were talking about we were going to schedule the visit to come over and check the lights out, facilities, and those things. And I said, I'm actually here tonight at the field. And I said, the facilities are great. Your covered bleachers, tarp, great lights. It's a great opportunity. I think it's important that every school in the region get the opportunity to host those tournaments. And if they've got the facilities, they need to host them. It's not all about the large school. There's small schools that are capable of hosting and do a great job, just like the larger schools in our region.
And we appreciate the opportunity of being able to have it. Also, I remember back, you mentioned a minute ago about coaching. When you were on the sideline back several years ago, I can't remember why, but you had a head coach. Maybe he was disciplined and was out of game. Maybe he missed. I can't remember. I think you were the acting head coach once when you played Crittenden, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, we don't really want to bring that up, do we? if we do, my official head coaching record would be 0-1 with the loss to Crittenden County.
Oh yeah, it's been several years ago, but I do recall you being that.
That was Coach Eckert's. I believe that was his second year of three, and there was some issues the week before at Caldwell County.
So we've got Jeremy Tackett 0-1 against the Rockets. Well, we're proud that you are a Crittenden County graduate, and I know Coach Starnes mentioned you he remembers you fondly as a player, and glad you're doing well over there. Just had Coach Starnes on the podcast.
And I tell people all the time, it's a great community. It was two of the best years I've ever, I couldn't imagine not experiencing those 2 years. It was a great place, and I've got really fond memories of a lot of people. I think of Coach Starnes as a great role model, Coach Hodge. It's a fantastic place. I tell people all the time, it's just such a small, it's a small community where everybody is fully involved with Crittenden County and Crittenden County Athletics. It's a great place.
It is. It's a wonderful atmosphere, and we're proud of it. It's sometimes difficult to compete against you bigger guys, but we're going to strap it on and host the Braves this week. And looking for a competitive ball game. And I know Coach Starnes is making a point of this and wants everybody in Union County also to know that this First Responder Recognition Night, and anybody from Union County is welcome to participate. They sign up, register right there at the gate, and they'll recognize them at halftime. So you guys can pass the word around over there for that.
Yeah, and Coach Thompson still, he still stays in touch, and we talk often, and he's passed that information along a couple times, so we've tried to get it out to our fans to make sure they do that.
Really a lot of connections between the two communities, isn't it, Jeremy? Have Coach Carter, who was over there for several years, still maintains a lot of ties here. And like you say, Coach Thompson was assistant coach over there. And Coach Qualls, our middle school coach, he was over there. And just a lot of back and forth, a lot of fellowship, too, over the years.
Absolutely. At one point on Coach Carter's staff, you had, you know, Coach Qualls, myself, Sean. You probably had more Crittenden County ties than you need County ties on a staff here.
Well, we call this the Coal Bowl sometimes because all of a lot of the parents of the kids have worked together in the coal mines. But you know, unfortunately, a lot of those coal mine jobs are disappearing and may not be as much of a coal bowl as it used to be.
Yeah, that's really unfortunate. It's really affected this community for sure.
No question. Okay, Coach Tackett, appreciate your time today, and look forward to having you over at Crittenden County Friday night.
Thank you.